Father God, the creator of life, author of faith, provider of salvation, we come to lift up our hands in humble worship. You are the God of our blessings, the source of saving knowledge, the reservoir of all wisdom, and the fountain from which living waters flows through our souls. Oh God, you are all we need in this moment and every moment after. We are your dear little lambs, ever in need of being guided to the light of Jesus. We wander off when left to our own devices. We are slow to learn from yesterday's failures. We blindly walk into traps after traps. Teach us, O God, to follow after Jesus in all we do, to obey his voice alone, and to seek comfort only in Jesus. Help us, O God, to keep striving forward to Christ, who awaits for us at the gates of heaven. On the way to heaven, O God, we find ourselves in the deep valleys of weariness, despair, and uncertainty. We find ourselves in storm after storm. Help us to climb from the valley of pain, disappointment, hurt, and rejection. Help us not to ever lose the sense of your presence, Lord Jesus. Help us to climb to the hilltop of salvation, where the glory of the Lord welcomes persevering saints. Help us, O God, to reject those things that keep us wandering in the dark valley. O God, we confess our sins hurls us into the depths of anguish and doom. We confess the sins that keep us from walking by faith, but instead lead us to turn from the Lord. We confess violating the principle of love. We confess our unholy thoughts, our pride, envy, and malice. O God, give us a mind to get immersed in doing the spiritual things that breaks the chains of our habitual sin. We plead the blood of Jesus, O God, that we may be washed from the filth of lingering sin. O God, lead us into living as holy disciples of the King of Kings. Let us not forget it was Jesus who died for us. Let us not forget the Lord Jesus never turns away a contrite heart. Let us ever be mindful our words and deeds either speaks well of our Lord Jesus or we show ourselves as unruly disciples. O God, give us a redeeming testimony wherever we go. Give us a word from the Lord to share with those who cross our path. And put a song of praise in our heart to answer the ill circumstances of human living. O God, thank you for all that you do for Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. Bless our denomination and all our churches. Turn your fountain of spiritual blessings upon us. Let your blessings, O God, flow in every household. May your blessings wash away every threat of evil. May your blessings wash away any bitterness that lingers among us. May your blessings wash away all spite. May your blessings, O God, of unity, affection, kindness, and labors of love speak for us at the end of the day. O God, we desire to be a unified church and a church known to extend the love of God to everybody. May the truth of God be our daily guide, and may the reverence of the Lord be found in every household. O God, look on our nation with compassion and divine favor. Let your love overwhelm us throughout the land. Visit the governing halls and endow your wisdom on our leaders. Bring our divided nation together to again declare the goodness of the Lord. How blessed is the nation who declares the Lord as her God. May your churches rise in the land to be spiritual priests that your kingdom may prevail. O God, we intercede for the sick and those residing in the rest homes. May your presence be the medicine that brings speedy recovery. May your presence, O God, be the calming influence in the midst of the resident patients. We pray for special blessings for all medical staff and all caretakers, O God. These need your presence, guidance, and strength to carry on their ministry in the Lord. Comfort the bereaved, O God, as they mourn their painful loss. Embrace them, Lord Jesus. Remind them all you are the resurrection of life. Renew in them the hope of reuniting with their departed loved ones. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We are grateful for answered prayers, for we know every prayer is heard. Let us not forget your thoughts toward us is our peace in the midst of change. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.